Today's devotion is entitled, Rest in Peace, by Pastor Joel Hess, St. James, Chicago. Dormit in Pace is a Latin phrase found on many early Christian tombstones. Today we say, Rest in Peace. It's not a bad phrase to describe the death of a loved one. First, they are not dead, but resting. Second, they have peace at last. Indeed, those who have been baptized into Christ will rest in peace. Christ has removed the sting of death and sin. We are forgiven and will rise again. You will embrace your loved one again in the resurrection. But wouldn't it be nice to rest in peace before we die? Wouldn't it be nice to get a good night's sleep without worry or fear today? The writer of Hebrews tells us that God gives us his rest, not just in the future, but now. He writes, So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, Hebrews 4:9. After rising from the dead, Jesus finds his frightened disciples and says, Peace be with you, John 20:19. Today we have rest in Christ. With his death and resurrection, Jesus opened heaven to earth to you. By his work, he welcomes you into God's rest. Rest from sin, rest from death, rest from fear of the future or shame of the past. Today, you may rest in peace. God will provide for your daily needs, watch over you, forgive you, lead you from temptation, and deliver you from evil. That's why Jesus gives you his prayer. It will be answered. Get some sleep. May God's rest lighten your feet to be alive in this world. May his rest free you from worry in order to be generous with others. May God's peace enable you to be peaceful with your neighbor and a calm presence in a crazy world, inviting others to the same hope, peace, and rest.